Hey mamas, this is Brooke and Alyssa Miller, two registered dietitian mamas.
We're here to help you create a simple and peaceful wellness journey without the chaos of the on and off again diet mentality.
Let's dive into the Mama Well podcast.
Let me ask you this. Do any of these sound familiar to you? You feel burnt out and are wondering how other mamas seem to balance their health and everything on their to-do list? You're feeling like your health is always coming last as a busy mom, and there's no time for you to take care of yourself. Or maybe you have big cravings after the kids go to bed and find yourself stress eating on the couch. If so, then you're in the right place.
We actually have a brand new free mini course that will show you our exact three-step process that will help you nourish your body so that you can improve your energy and tackle your to-do list and even chase the kids around. Prioritize your needs too in a way that's also simple and sustainable, and ditch the emotional eating, cravings, and binges for good. We also touch on how to manage your stress hormones. So if you want to get instant access now, click the link in the show notes to grab it. Hey, 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 welcome back to the Mama Well podcast. And today we are going to be talking about having permission to eat all foods. And I know what you're thinking. You're hearing this and you're like, but Brooke, Alyssa, if I have permission to eat all foods, I'm going to eat the Oreos all day long. I'm never going to eat a vegetable ever again. I'm going to be so unhealthy. I'm going to gain 50 pounds in a day. Like, you don't understand. I can't be trusted. If that is you, then this episode is something that you need to listen to.
Heck yes. But first, before we dive into this juicy episode, we want to remind you, if you have not yet left us a written review, we would love for you to do that. It takes 1 second. It's completely free. And those written reviews, believe it or not, are the very thing that helps decide who sees our podcast and who doesn't. So if this podcast has helped you at all, we just ask that you take a second to let us know that it's helped you so that it can also find its way into other mamas' phones and help them as well. So Pass on, right? Pass it on. That's how that goes. Yes. Plus, we love reading them too, in all honesty. So we'd love to be able to find a way to connect with you guys. Podcasting sometimes feels a little one-sided over here, so it's nice to hear back from you guys and hear what you're thinking and how you're liking the episode. So we'd love to hear from you in that way. All right. Well, now we can dive in.
And I just want to preface too that they should go back, if you have not listened to our cheat day episode yet, that one kind of starts this conversation. So agreed. I would go ahead and listen to that one first and then listen to this one, just because I think it will make a lot more sense. We had a lot of fun analogies, you know, we talked about boys and cars and all the things.
Talked about boys. Alyssa almost swore during it. It's fine.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, it's close. It's a close one.
You are not the swearer. You don't have a body mouth in the group.
But yes, I think that's a great point. Cheat days was a really good one to listen to first to kind of preface this. And it's not necessarily a part one or part two, but I think you'll get a kick out of it. And people may have skipped it because they're like, oh, I don't do cheat days, you know, just skip it. But even still, that episode was good to listen to.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, this is kind of a follow up and just kind of a continuation almost of that conversation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Let's dive in.
Okay, this is probably the number one fear that we hear. We've had so many moms join the Mama Well and say, but Brooke and Alyssa, like, I understand I, like, need to delete my tracking apps. I understand that I don't have a healthy relationship with food and body. I talk really bad about my body. I talk bad about food. I feel out of control around all foods. I'm emotionally eating. I realize that dieting's not good for me, but, like, you don't understand. I know that you guys are going to tell me that I have permission to eat foods, and that's scary, and I have a lot of anxiety over it, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to allow myself permission. Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, if you feel that way, there is some body trust that's missing. Because if you truly feel like you can't be trusted around certain foods, a lot of times we're looking back at our past, we're looking back at our history, and we're saying, well, that one time I allowed myself to eat something and I ate past fullness, and then I felt ill, and then I had guilt and shame, and then I went back to the diet, and it was like this binge restrict cycle over and over again. And again, why we would recommend listening to the cheat day episode is we talked about the biological and the psychological reasons why we binge and then have the guilt and shame from cheat days. And so it's kind of that same thing. When we look at our history and we say, no, like, you don't understand. You can't, I can't be trusted because you don't know what I've done. You likely were overeating in the past for one of those reasons. Your body was completely responding in a normal and natural way. So it's not that you don't have trust or you can't be trusted or you don't have willpower. It's that you weren't setting your body up for success in a lot of ways, you know? And we can fix that.
Yeah. I think that's just such a good point of, you know, it's baggage, right? It's all saying like, look what I've done in the past and that's going to predict my future.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. that's also exactly what our body is meant to do. Mm-hmm. That's what our brain is meant to do, is saying, hey, calculate all the things that have ever happened in the past mm-hmm. so that I can protect you from the future. Yeah. When in reality, we can make different decisions. People can change. We can treat ourselves differently, talk to ourselves differently. We know that, mm-hmm. right? Likely if you look back over the past 10 years of your life, you're probably a different type of person. Mm-hmm. You do different things. You think different thoughts. You say different things, right? And that's because you made a different decision. Mm-hmm. So although your brain, like, thank your brain, hey, thanks for trying to keep me safe, but I got this, mm-hmm. we can make different choices. And I do think it's really important because when we talk about giving yourself permission to eat all foods, mm-hmm. first of all, yes, we mean all.
Mm-hmm.
All means foods. All. Okay, people? All foods, truly. And the second thing too is saying, okay, if you're telling yourself like, oh, no, I'm different, like, because we've told you how many members mm-hmm. we have so many wins inside our memberships of people saying, oh, my gosh, I bought the Oreos. They went stale. I bought the chips. They went stale. Mm-hmm. I ate the ice cream and I enjoyed it. I decided to grab a pear, even though I had ice cream in my freezer and I wanted the ice cream for a second. And then I thought about what I really wanted. I actually just was kind of feeling hungry, so I went for the pear or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, we've had so many of these wins. And I think we have this tendency to say, oh, yeah, but not me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's great for you, but it would never work for me. First of all, I would ask yourself why. Like, what's different about me that this wouldn't work for me? Mm-hmm. And is that your past coming up and saying, remember that time? Oh, don't forget about this. You've tried this before. It didn't go well, whatever that might be about the past. Or what is it that's keeping you in that place? Because I know for me, it took me a long time, mm-hmm. but that didn't mean it didn't work. Mm-hmm. It just took a really long time. Now, I didn't have a framework going off of. I was literally just trying to like swing and hit a ball blindfolded, basically using like a tiny little twig. Like, mm-hmm. I was just trying my hardest and do what I could. But in reality, I didn't have a framework to work off mm-hmm. of, which is likely part of the issue that you might be struggling with as well. You're trying to do it on your own. You're trying to just figure it out. You're trying to just say, okay, permission to eat all foods. Mm-hmm. Boom. And there's no like actual framework to it, which is why we've built one out for our members that is effective. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think a lot of us tend to think that, oh, that works for her, but it's not like me. Like, oh, no one binges like I do. No one has cravings the way that I do. No one understands that I did eat an entire, like, oh, I'll never forget when I was telling our members our story about me eating bags of chips. I remember one of the members stopped me because I think I said something about like eating two bags of chips in a sitting or something. And she was like, okay, but are you talking about like those individual serving sizes of like, you know, you get at like a sandwich mm-hmm. shop of the sour cream and onion chips? And I was like, oh, no. Sorry, I didn't clarify. Like the party size, like the biggest bag you can buy. And I think a lot of people there's so much guilt and shame around binging these foods mm-hmm. that they don't think that other people are binging them like they are, mm-hmm. like eating as much, mm-hmm. you know? And they're like, no, you don't understand. I'm like really deep. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot. Like I'll eat the whole thing of ice cream or whatever that might be. And so we just want to tell you, we're not afraid of that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not afraid. There's no guilt or shame. And also, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we really have to start looking at our eating experiences as experiments. Like, hey, I'm going to learn from this. And if I do binge or overeat, I'm going to analyze the situation and say, what caused this? Like, was there a root cause? And that's what Alyssa and
okay.
I, yeah. And give yourself permission that it's okay. You can learn from this. Just because it happened once doesn't mean that that's going to predict your future. And that's what Alyssa and I talk about so often inside the Mama Well is moms will say like, oh, I had an episode where I stress ate. And we like dig deep with, okay, what was going on that day? Like what happened? And we start to identify some causes. And then once we can identify the causes of why it was happening, that's where we can start to make changes. And I think so often we don't know how to have awareness. We don't know what triggered it initially. We're not asking ourselves the right questions. And Guys, I mean, when you ask yourself shitty questions, you get bad answers back. Like, so we need to start asking ourselves better questions so that we get better responses and we start to understand our bodies better. And so that's kind of the default, is a lot of us just say, oh, I just can't be trusted. It'll just be easier if I keep it out of the house. Oh, diet starts Monday. I'm just going to clear out the cupboards. When really, like we talked about in the cheat day episode, is you're not doing yourself any favors, because when you tell yourself you can't have something, you want it more. When you say that it's off limits, that's all you're going to think about. You're going to be thinking about that food all the time. And so that's what we want to avoid. We just want to normalize all foods and recognize that in order to be healthy, we can eat a variety of foods. We can still have cookies and be a healthy person. And I would really, you know, maybe this is like a good journaling exercise. What is your definition of health? Like, write that out. Is your definition of health like never experiencing a cookie ever again for the rest of your life? And then when you do binge on it, you beat yourself up. Like, is that your definition of health? Or is your definition of health is you have a cookie every once in a while and you still have fruits and vegetables and a variety of foods? Like, what does health look like for you? What do you want it to look like for you? And are you there? Like, or is there a gap there? Because again, I think sometimes we're just so out of touch with what our body is needing and wanting, and we just don't have awareness like with why we're making decisions that we're making.
Yeah. And so many of us look at health as this like very narrow definition of like our physiological health or the way that we look, and we don't even realize it. Absolutely. And that's our beliefs. And it's like, but to me, health is also like relational health, like going out to girls' nights and having date nights and enjoying people and parties and being social and inviting people into my home and not biting my husband's head off when he asks me if I want to go out to dinner, you know, again, or grab takeout or whatever. Like, I want to have that kind of health. I want to have spiritual health and emotional health and relational health and physical health as well, of course, mental health, right? So all of those things are included, and food isn't just about nourishment. I know a lot of people wish that it was, and it was just about like drinking a shake and that's all I need to do every day to get my vitamins and minerals in and move on. It's really not. It affects every aspect of our health, not just our physiological. And that's really important to consider. And I do want to go back to what you kind of touched on there about this idea of giving yourself permission to eat all foods and bringing awareness to what's actually going on. Because so many of us, either two things happen. Let's say you listen to this episode or our cheat day episode or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to give myself permission to eat all foods. And then you do, and it feels like you go off the deep end. And you're just like, wow, I just ate an entire carton of ice cream, right? And so some of us, if you're like me, you might just try to stay busy and forget that it ever happened and just like move forward. Yeah. Don't look back, right? Some of us might sit in that guilt and shame and feel horrible. And we might say, okay, well then I got to get up and I got to run and I got to eat less today and I got to skip breakfast and I got to, you know, that's that restrict binge cycle that Brooke has talked about. And some of us might be in the middle, right? And that's probably where I was like this oscillation between stay busy, don't think about it, just ignore it, pretend like it didn't happen, move on. And like, but also I got to like change my habits, right? Like everything needs to change. I'm a horrible person. I'm disgusting. That's so embarrassing. I hope no one finds out. I'm going to hide this ice cream carton at the bottom of the trash and put trash on top of it. Or I'm going to throw the McDonald's bag, you know, at the gas station before I get home so that my husband doesn't know I went to the grocery store. Like, so all these things are very common, right? But just because they're common doesn't mean they're normal. It's not the goal, right? We don't want to have to eat this way. We don't have to hide the way we eat. We don't want to have to feel guilt and shame that just leads us to our next diet. Instead, what Brooke is saying is this awareness piece of saying, okay, we let go of the guilt and shame and we get really curious. We say, okay, why did that happen? Not in a judgmental way, like, oh, why did you let that happen again?
Right.
We're saying, I wonder what went on here, right? So we're taking the emotion out of it and we're just asking ourselves simply what happened.
Like being a detective, trying to figure out a crime.
Being a detective. Exactly right. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to change your behavior, right? You're not a bad person because you ate an entire thing of ice cream. But at the same time, we probably don't feel the best. Like, not, I'm not talking about guilt and shame. I'm talking about like physiologically, like we probably didn't sleep very well. Maybe feel bloated. Maybe, you know, the next day we just don't have very good energy. Like, we typically start to see that there's some symptoms when we do tend to eat these types of foods in larger quantities. But when we ask ourselves, okay, what happened before that? Well, the kids were giving me a really hard time getting to bed. I, you know, skipped breakfast and just had a coffee because the day before I binged chips and I felt bad about that. So I skipped my breakfast yesterday. And then I was super hungry when the kids finally did go to bed and I was able to hear myself. Like, what was it that caused it, right? And this is why it's so important to have awareness, because if we're trying to fix a third degree burn with like stitches, that's not going to go well. Right? Like we're fixing the right problem with the wrong solution. It's a round, what is it? A square peg in a round hole, right? Like it's not going to work. And so when you think of it that way and you say, okay, I need to figure out what the root is, what caused it. Cause it might be because you were over hungry. It might be because you were emotionally eating. You were emotionally responding to something. You know, it might be because your blood sugar was not balanced all day. There's so many different reasons. Yeah. And that's just to name a few that this might be happening, that if you keep just trying to give yourself permission to eat all foods over and over and over again, but you're not finding the root cause of what's causing you to have this like binge episode, it's never going to get better. And then you're going to just go, okay, now it's been 6 months or a year of me binging and just trying to do what Alyssa and Brooke said, and it's not working for me. And then you go back to, it's because I'm different. It's because it doesn't work for me. It works for everyone else, but it doesn't work for me. No, no, no. It's because we didn't go through the framework. We didn't, which our framework starts with awareness, asking yourselves the right questions to get the right answers, to make the right decisions for next time. And not right as in right or wrong, right as in the next best, healthiest choice for us in that moment. And by the way, sometimes the next best, healthiest choice for me is eating some ice cream. Right? Sure. Like, that's okay too. But as long as it's intentional and it's not reactive and it's not in this place of guilt and shame and hiding it, it's enjoyment, right? It's actually enjoying the ice cream and tasting it as we're eating it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I feel like you don't have to, just because you're giving yourself permission, I get that it's scary, and we just have to trust that our body does know what's best. And when we get in touch with what feels good for our body, and we're paying attention to our hunger fullness and what foods fuel our bodies and which foods, you know, maybe we don't digest well, once you're like so aware and so in touch with your body, this actually gets so much easier, because we can look back at the last time and say, yeah, last time I had, you know, a whole box of Oreos, I did not feel well. Like that wasn't fun. I didn't sleep well. Like all these things started happening. But last time I had 2-3 Oreos at a time with a meal, like I felt fine. So maybe I'm going to practice doing that again. And then again, get curious, experiment. Like we don't, yes, like we have a framework, but like Alyssa and I can't look at you and say, oh, your body is going to just thrive with just one Oreo, or like, you know, we're all unique and we have to just practice and get super aware and super in tune with our body in order to know how our body is going to do best. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that this episode has encouraged you and made you feel less alone, and also given you an idea of what it can do for you, what is possible for you and your eating habits and all the things, because I promise you, you are not alone. You are not alone. There's so much guilt and shame tied up with our food choices, how much we eat, when we eat, what foods we eat. And it doesn't have to be that way. So hopefully this episode helped you identify that. Hopefully you've listened to the cheat day episode as well. And again, if you have some time, don't forget to leave us a written review if this episode was helpful for you.
And
I think that does it. You guys, we will see you next week.
See you later.
See you later. We hope you loved today's episode. And because we appreciate you listening, we want to offer you our free guide on how to tune in to your natural hunger and fullness cues.
All you have to do is leave us a written review and DM us a screenshot, and we will send you the guide absolutely free. We truly appreciate you being here, listening, and finding even just a few minutes to fill back up your cup. It's so important.
All right, we'll see you next week. And until then, know that you are enough, worthy, and we're praying for you.